In my country, people usually have one first name and two surnames. The first surname is from the father, and the second is from the mother. I think this is kind of useful. At a glance, you know someone's surname, both on their mother's side and their father's. This convention, however, can be slightly confusing for people from other countries when they first arrive. For example, when you fill in a form here, you are always asked for one first name and two surnames, and not the other way around. My first name is Maite, which is short for Maria Teresa. Maria Teresa is quite a common name here, and is in itself made up of two different names. However, a lot of my friends actually call me by a nickname, Mary Jane. I got this nickname when I was in Scotland. I lived there for 4 years or so when I was younger. When I first arrived and people asked me my name, they often had trouble understanding what I said. One day, someone I met started calling me Mary Jane, and somehow the name kind of stuck, and all my friends started calling me Mary Jane, which is kind of cute. So, in the end, I suppose I have three first names and two surnames. Interestingly, people always stick to the name that they use for me. For example, my father and most of my family call me Maite, and my mother always calls me Maria Teresa, and to most of my friends I am simply Mary Jane. I can't imagine any of my friends calling me Maria Teresa, or my father calling me Mary Jane for that matter. We have two daughters, and we decided to go for short names for them. Names that my partner and I both like. So we have Lisa and Eva. Straightforward, uncomplicated, and more or less the same in any language.